The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The execution of reporter James Foley by a jihadi who spoke with a British accent has sent a shiver through the UK, because it turns out that quite a few British subjects have joined the fight in Syria, and not just men. More after this from Charlie. We like to think that Western culture has universal appeal, but the execution of James Foley by a jihadi who spoke with a clear British accent is a reminder that it doesn't. Last year, Britain's Channel 4 ran a report on a woman originally from London who moved to Syria to marry a jihadi from Sweden.
She's a fighter by marriage.
Couldn't find anyone in UK that was, you know, willing to just sacrifice their life in this world for the life in the hereafter, for best in the hereafter, in fact.
She joined the fight as a path to life in the hereafter, just as her neighbours have.
Mariam's neighbour Aisha lives on the ground floor. She's also from the UK, with a young daughter and married to a British fighter. While their men fight, the two women and their children go shopping, and they're taking their Kalashnikovs just in case.
They don't consider themselves terrorists. They consider Western soldiers to be the terrorists.
We haven't invaded any land, but yet we are called a terrorist.
And a few days ago, the British press reported a tweet by this same woman in which she refers to the execution of James Foley and says that she hopes to do something similar and become the first woman, quote, to kill a U.S. or U.K. terrorist. Last year on 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley spoke with American hostage Matthew Schreier, who managed to escape his captors in Syria and could hear the torturers talking about God.
All I knew is that people were getting tortured, because my second day there, that's when I started hearing people screaming. And you'd hear, whack. And they enjoy it. One of them said, gets me closer to God.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.